1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey now, it's time for Tom Rule's
Musical
Stuff.
Hi, this is Tom Rule, the Mac Music Guy. You can check me out at MacMusicGuy.com. And this is Tom Rule's Music Stuff, as you've gathered. My thanks to my son, Caleb, and to Joey for the bumper there. I hope you found it interesting. That underlying music is a piece that I wrote a few years ago called DSI Electro. And that actually was created on a DSI using a couple of pieces of software that I had on that thing. Yes, it's a game system, and yes, you can make music with it. So there you go. Weird times we live in. Joey, in a fit of insanity, asked me to do a little segment as a part of Audio Style. So there's this will show up whenever he feels like it's worth putting in there, or he's bored and can't come up with a better idea, I'm sure. Joey and I go way back. Talk about that in another episode, I guess. But thought I'd start the first one telling you a little bit about myself. I am an odd duck. I am a professional musician, have been for more years than I care to count right now. Been an ASCAP writer since before the beginning of the century, but I'm not nearly as old as that makes me sound. I am left-handed. Keyboard player from way back, started taking piano lessons when I was 8, took organ lessons for a while in high school and in college, and have had a variety of experiences in music. Spent 7 years in the Chattanooga Boys Choir, which I would highly recommend, by the way. In college, majored in piano performance, studied with an excellent teacher at UT Chattanooga. That's the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. And then took a couple of years off to do real life, and then swore I'd never teach, but quite by accident, and decided, you know, I kind of like this stuff. So I went off to grad school at the University of South Carolina. That's the real USC for you people out west. South Carolina. Go Gamecocks. Yes, it's a chicken. Yes, we like it. While I was there, I was the... I've been wanting to say that for years. While I was there, I was actually the graduate assistant for Carolina Alive, which was pretty cool. Dr. Richard Conan, short Italian dude with a voice that's way down here. First time I ever talked to him on the phone, his voice was below the frequency response of the phones at the time. I could barely understand him. It was hilarious. Phenomenal voice. One of these basso profundos. A little short Italian dude. I mean, I swear, he's 5'4", 5'6". And Dr. Conan, if you ever hear this, my apologies if I got all that wrong. but while I was there, you may have heard of this guy named Darius Rucker. Country artist, African-American country artist, pretty cool, nice guy. He was in Carolina Alive at the time. Now, here I was in grad school. He was an undergrad. But, yeah, we performed together several times and actually arranged a piece of music for him. And he and four guys were doing, it was the Levi's 501 Blues commercial. We were doing a commercial medley. So that there's my claim to fame then. You know, he left college and then went off and had this 10-year overnight success with this group called Hootie and the Blowfish. And then, of course, now he has a very successful country career. And saw him on TV a couple months ago, and not bad. Not bad at all. So anyway, that's grad school. After that, you know, landed in the college gigs, taught college up in Chattanooga a couple of years, taught college music down here in good old Macon, Georgia. Yes, it's the home of the Allman Brothers and Otis Redding, and yes, there's a whole bunch more going on than that. Check out Homeless Hill, for example. Bit of self-promotion here. My album, Accessible Depth, released last fall, or then Joey's latest album, Mixture. You know, that's all making product. There's a ton of stuff going on here. You really ought to check it out. Since 03, been a freelance musician, freelance computer geek, freelance anything legal for a buck kind of deal. And bills are getting paid, and God has said, okay, let's see if you can make this work. So far, it has. But my career and all is one reason why I say I am living proof God has a sense of humor. So that's probably enough chattering for right now. This is Tom Rule again, the Mac Music Guy. Shoot me a message at music@macmusicguy.com. Ask questions. I'll see if I can answer it here. And see you for the next episode.